Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
The book of John, chapter 3. Let me just read from verse 1 for context. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. I see kids moving outside. Please, I don't want anyone moving around. Can someone just check why are the kids outside? Let them be inside the church. What verse was I reading? Sorry? Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him. No, I read verse 4 already. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Verse 8 is what I'm looking for. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. A spiritual person, ask your neighbor, say neighbor, Le akosande brada kasebero kodos, rajene brado kosabrado kadekalados, merandosia prandosian de kalados. Just rise to your feet for 1 second. La per gedobre sande prakados. And if you can speak in tongues, I want you to just open up your spirit to the Lord. If you can't speak in tongues, just begin to thank Jesus. Thank him for his presence here. Everyone must open their mouth and talk to the Lord right now. Make paraba sheke parados, radeke rabado krodos de predos, e elodon de rabasheke dabrosi kadabos yande, rajado kodabaso korobosh, re ekeseke de brodi gadagaduko, rade kradeko, madagaseke bara. I want to hear you pray. Lazi da gazombrianda kabala kados, ebalo kosande palado pararosh. Beke basa kabarabushia, reke ke kereboshia, rande keraso balagado, mande kasubalagade ke berazondis, repando rashende reboshia, epana nanamatande reboshia, da gararara, re rebo rabarero robundo roboshandaka, e kati parabashanda, e shateke pala la mantorosh, repakoroboshe keriaka, re roboshaka para, motakabara. I can't feel you. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. E raba shaka dabo kabal kule proos. Rashede keboshia kadeke. Rasheke reboshie kedes. Raka keke sekeres. E shate kere kate keres. Rapato koroboshia. Mande reboshie kereboshia tekere kegoros. Raka gaga barabashande rebo nerdiangara mantora. Rebo boboshia karabasiate. Rapashate kereboshia pala. Father, we pray. Mande sadu balagados, yes. Lift up your hands. I don't know what God is doing. Pele sendele basho da kabala kadus ya prados. Open up your spirit. La se no man kadi kalabato pela dandi lelelos. Jade kaka kamando kodi kadus. Raje ke balabos ya panda kaduta. Bela kusandi kasik, jojado jade brado sabala kados. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that Father, a cloud of glory will rest upon the lives of your children. From today moving forward, let them operate under this cloud of your presence, this cloud of your glory, this cloud of direction and of fire. From today, I ask and I pray, nobody here will go in the absence of your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you believe, let me hear a loud amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord and you may be seated. Hallelujah. So, in the book of John chapter 3 that we were reading, Jesus is busy explaining to this gentleman about salvation. Are you still here? Now, the interesting thing about this portion of scripture is that this guy, the Bible calls him, that I think it says he was one of the leaders of the church. And imagine Jesus has to explain being born again to a leader of the church. Nonetheless, Jesus says to him, you have to be born again. In other words, you can be in church and not be born again. You can be working in the church and not be born again. You can be serving in the church and not be born again. So Jesus said, you must be born again. And if I was that man, Nicodemus, I'd be embarrassed to ask the question that he asked. He said, what are you talking about? Jesus, do you see how old I am? Are you saying I must go back into my mother's womb and be born again? So Jesus now had to explain and said, he who is born of water and born of the Spirit. You see, that's the person who is born again. But verse 8 is what amazes me. Jesus says that, borrow me your Bible, let me read it again before I misquote it. Where's your verse 8? The wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So someone who is born of the Spirit is someone who is sensitive to the wind. Amen. The Holy Spirit is like a wind. In the realm of the Spirit, we need that wind to survive. And sometimes that wind begins to blow. And when that wind blows, you must be aware and you must just, you know, there's a bird called an eagle. Do you know an eagle? Kingasut. Ingi? Linung. Linung. Am I saying it right?
Linung.
Linung. Aha. Yinizul. Ukoza. Ukozi. Or like Ukozi FM. All right. So an eagle is a very big bird. It's bigger than the normal birds that you see. It's huge. To the point that eagles can sometimes, you know, sheep have little lambs. Now imagine a bird carrying a lamb. It's too heavy, but an eagle is big enough to catch a lamb and fly off with it. So a bird like that cannot survive by flapping its wings all the time. It will be too tired. So how it flies is it flaps until it catches the wind. And then the wind carries it. Do you understand? So a spiritual person is like that. You cannot survive always trying to be flapping your wings. You get tired. So you need to catch the wind of the Spirit and begin to soar. An eagle can be in the air for long hours of time because it's not working. It's the wind that's working. So what I believe has happened for this wedding to take place is they caught the wind and they began to soar. That's why they were able to do it in 3 months. Because as we were coming back, Given was like, Pastor, 3 months. Like he was shocked himself at what has just happened. So you have to learn to be sensitive to the winds of the Holy Ghost. That's how you will survive as a Christian. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you're going to be trying to be, you'll be tired. You'll be tired. You won't survive. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. All right, that was just a nugget of wisdom. Today, for a very short time, I want to announce 2022. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But before I announce it, yesterday I preached such a powerful message. I don't know whether you are here to listen to it. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? In 1 Corinthians, what did we read? Was it chapter 11? You didn't have your Bibles yesterday. Keep playing, brother. Don't slow down. Yeah, chapter 11. In verse 3 it says, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Hallelujah. Now in today's society, it's almost like you are swearing if you are saying the head of the woman is the man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you in church? Please come a bit forward. These empty chairs, I can't feel your presence. Even your amens, I have to beg for them. Just come. These chairs here are for you. They are not for anyone else. Now, tell them here in front we say amen. Yeah, let them know. Amen. Aha, now I'm in church. What was I saying? So, to say that the head of a woman is a man in today's times is like you are swearing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We are 50-50. Do you understand? Watintabafaz, watintimbogod. Keep saying amen, please. I'm still in the church. So, but the Bible says that Christ is the head of the man. And then the man is the head of the woman. And when you keep reading, it talks about that, you see, the man is the image and the glory of God. And the woman is the image and the glory of the man. Now, I have to emphasize this thing very, 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 very deeply, because many men do not understand that if your spouse does well, you are doing well. When your wife does well, you are doing well. In fact, Paul said that if a man cannot take control of his house, then he is not fit to be a servant in the house of God. Do you understand? Your children and your wife, they speak whether you are good or you are a bad leader. Do you understand? If your wife is ever depressed, ever tired, it's a sign that the husband is a very bad husband. If the wife is forever smiling, the children are happy, they are bubbly. You see, you don't have to have money or not have money for people to be happy. Are you understanding? Many people are in oppressive relationships where they are not allowed to flourish and become themselves. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I talk to the brothers in the church, even though you are far from getting married. You see, the word of God was spoken more than 2,000 years ago and is still alive today. And I believe that the seed I'm speaking today will continue into your marriages in the future. And also sometimes people get angry with the word of God because they also are careless. Now look at what I'm saying. Christ is the head of the man. And the man is the head of the woman. Do you understand? That's the structure that God has put. Now, it means that when you marry, the person you are going to marry is going to be your head. You understand? Head here means chief. It means boss. It means the one in charge. So, as you are going to get married as a woman, your husband is going to be your boss, so to say. Now, many people are led into relationships. They are led by what we call infatuation. You know what that is? Feelings. Feelings are the main influence of the decisions that you make. And so, you go into it being led by feelings, not with the mind that this guy is going to be a major, major influence in my life as I continue with him. You are led into it by feelings. He looks like R. Kelly. He's got a velvet voice. Should I stop preaching? Can I hear amens in this church, please? But once they are in, when the feelings start dissipating. When I went to marriage school, one of the things that surprised me, they said that, you see the feeling you are feeling now, you feel so in love, it's going to go away. I said, go away? What you talking about? You mean the way I'm feeling it will disappear? They say, yes. I say, I can't believe it. I'm so in love, this feeling will never go away. They say, brother, it's going to go away. It's going to go away. That's what they call the honeymoon stage, because you are still under the influence of the feelings. So when the feelings go away, that's where now, you know, you realize that is it a leader that I've joined myself to? And that's where the problems begin. So you have to have the eye that looks beyond the body, that looks beyond the voice, that looks beyond the feelings. An eye that sees that in the future, we will be okay. Are you listening to me? Extremely important. And I pray that your spirit catches what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Now, 2022... Someone say 2022. It's going to be an important year for you and for me. Do you understand? And today I am here to proclaim that 2022 is our breakthrough year. Someone say, it's my breakthrough year. Breakthrough year. This coming here, you know, as I'm talking, I feel my feet, I feel like running. It's a spiritual thing. This coming here, I prophesy into your life. I decree that you will break through. I say you will break through. I say you will break through. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are breaking through. I like to say by fire, by force. I don't care who likes it or who doesn't like it. It's your breakthrough year. Are you listening to me? Now, what is breakthrough? Sometimes in life, we may be trying to do something. We are trying to get a qualification. We are trying to progress in our career, jobs. You've been in church for many years, but now you want to be really serious. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And for many people in life, they are forever trying and are never achieving. So breakthrough is where you finally start attaining what you've always ever wanted. So what I'm trying to say is that this coming year, you will start to experience that I've been trying, but now I see that it is beginning to work. That's the year that's coming, 2022. Come with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. First Kings, chapter 18. We are reading from verse 41. First Kings, chapter 18, reading from verse 41. Are you there? And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Eesh. I love Elijah. I pray that in these last days, the spirit of Elijah will fall upon the church. Can I hear a louder amen? Can we have people like Elijah in our time? Can we have people like Elijah in Naumapias? Love that guy. One day he was on the mountain minding his own business, and then a king sent 50 people to go and collect him, say, I want to speak to him, go and fetch him for me. 50 soldiers, not the, you know, when you become a spiritual person, you become very dangerous. Did Jesus own a gun? Did Jesus own a sword? But the day that Judas betrayed him, he told them that, I know during this time he's always praying. If you go to such and such a garden, you'll find him. Now, in the Bible, except the fact that he went and beat some people with a belt, I never saw Jesus fighting. Rather, he was telling people, when they slap you here, give them the other cheek also. Say amen. When they knew where they're going to find him, the Bible said soldiers went for him. Amen. A pastor, a preacher. They had to get the army. So when the king wanted Elijah to come, he sent 50 members of the army. And Elijah said to them, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and devour you. Before he could even finish speaking, God responded with fire. And the 50 men died. Oh, Father, in these last days, let your spirit fall. Let your presence fall. Let your anointing fall. In the name of Jesus. So Elijah here, he sends his servant and he says, go tell the king that he better get home because I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Now, as that was happening, the weather wasn't like today. You see, today is cloudy. The sun was shining. I think it must have been 33 degrees Celsius. You know the Limpopo weather. That's what they were having. And Elijah is saying, I hear the sound. Hey, spiritual people, I love them. There's no sound, there's no cloud, there's no nothing. He says, I hear the sound. Not the sound of rain. He says, of the abundance of rain. I sense a breakthrough coming. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, Someone say, at the seventh time, that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Hallelujah. So that cloud is breakthrough. He was asking God for rain. As a man of God, he had prophesied and decreed rain. You know, some 2 years ago, I remember when we were at the school, I sent a word of prophecy and I said, in 2 years' time, we are going to start to see weddings. I don't know who was there to hear what I said. As time was going, I'm saying, God, I see coronaviruses. Now we no longer have a church to go. I started worrying. I said, Lord, I was sure I heard your voice where you said that we are going to start seeing marriages. Weddings, I mean. I was about to give up. I was sure that maybe I missed the voice of God. Then Mukhadi came and said, Pastor, I need to talk to you. And he said, Pastor, we are going to get married. I said, Mukhadi, I'm tired of hearing such things now. Tell me about a date. I'm only interested in date. Then she went away. She said, Pastor, I'll come back to you. Then she said, 11th of December. Ah, shaka parabashik. So Elijah had prophesied. And he said, I hear a sound of the abundance of rain. Now after you've prophesied, you are waiting for God to do something. And the sky, there was no sign. So he started praying. Lakataba, let there be rain. Let there be rain. And he said, young man, go and check. Because normally, you know, when some years ago, we went at my in-laws, there was a funeral. And where the funeral was taking place, we were on a hill. And it looked like it was about to rain. So the old men that were there, they said, you know, when the rain is coming from that side, when you see the clouds coming from, don't worry, it doesn't rain. Only when you see it coming from that side. You see, so Elijah knew that from the sea, if it's coming from the sea, rain is coming. So he said to the young man, go to the sea and check whether you see anything. And the young man went, because you see, he didn't prophesy. So he just came cheaply. Now there's nothing there. There's a word of prophecy that is on the line. Amen. So Elijah said, go back. The young man, I'm sure, was even this old man. Can't you see that today there's no sign of rain? He came back and Elijah kept on sending him back. Kept on sending him back. And then on the seventh time, I think even this young man was tired. Anything that he would have seen, because he's tired of going up and down. And he said, I see something, but it's like a small anyana cloud, the size of a hand. Elijah knew that that is my breakthrough. Amen. It's a breakthrough. Amen. Someone say it's a breakthrough. Now, I don't know what are the things that you've been hoping for. When Elijah's servant was going up and down, it's probably a couple of minutes, a couple of hours. But some of us, there are things that have now been, you've been waiting for months, for years. I'm coming here to give you a word from the Lord that you will break through from next year.
Amen.
You will start seeing progress.
Amen.
Next year is the beginning of your success.
Amen.
In that area of your life. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. He will do it. I don't know what is important to you. Some of us, we are different. We all have different things that are important to us. But that area of your life where you couldn't break through is going to change in 2022. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
2022 is my year to break through. So, in the dictionary, the definition for breakthrough, it says a person's first notable success. The first notable success. You've had successes, but this time you will start having notable things that other people can see that, yeah, things are beginning to happen. Can I hear an amen, please? Push your neighbor like this. Say, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Can we please stand to our feet? Stand to your feet, please. You look like you're about to fall. I feel like I'm on fire, but you look like you're about to sleep. Look your neighbor eyeball to eyeball and tell them,
next year,
we are going to see a notable success in your life. In the name of Jesus. Now say it with, like a prophet. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Tell another neighbor,
next year,
by this time, we will see something notable. That you are starting to move forward in your life. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. I didn't say sit down. Are you awake now? Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, in church we smile. Yeah, we smile. Even through your mask, you must smile. All right, sit down. God bless you. Some of us, we have experienced some success, but I'm talking about notable.
Oh, yes.
Notable.
Amen.
Something that can be seen.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know that next year by this time you could be married? You. Something unbelievable.
Amen.
That's why Jesus had to say, oh ye of little faith. Because some of you can't see.
Amen.
Something notable.
Amen.
Is going to take place next year. When I looked at my notes this morning, I thought they were little, but now I haven't even gone to point one. The dictionary says breakthrough. Is an act of moving through or beyond an obstacle. It is an act of moving through or beyond an obstacle. So sometimes when you look at things that you want to achieve in life, all you see is the obstacles. The things that are blocking you from getting into the realm of success. But breakthrough means that for the first time, you are going to go beyond the obstacle. You are going to go beyond the resistance or the barrier. Your amens are... I'm going to close and go home, okay? You are going to go through your obstacles.
Amen.
This coming year.
Amen.
You'll be surprised. You know, if you just learn what I said in the beginning, an eagle doesn't work too much.
Amen.
It just catches the wind.
Amen.
And I'm already telling you, this is the forecast of the wind. Do you understand? When you watch the news, they tell you that tomorrow the weather is going to be... I'm already telling you the weather for next year.
Amen.
The spiritual weather. So all you have to do is just fly.
Amen.
I don't know what's your obstacle.
Amen.
But when we cross over from 2021, just say, I leave my obstacles behind. I'm breaking through in 2022.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. So next year, we are going to start to see notable, notable, notable progress in our lives and also in the church. Do you understand? Yesterday, we had 105 chairs here, excluding the children's chairs. Next year, by this time, every time we have a service, we are going to not put less than 100 chairs. Okay, let's close. Let's go home. I said, next year by this time, we will not have less than 100 chairs for a service. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I listen to what I'm saying. Amen. By fire, by force. Amen. We are breaking through. Amen. We are breaking through. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There will come a time when 100 people come to church, you say, hey, people didn't come to church today. Amen. That is our testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come to the book of Acts chapter 9 quickly. Acts chapter 9 from verse 1. The book of Acts, chapter 9, from verse 1. Are you there? And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly, someone say suddenly. You see, that's when you will know breakthrough has come. There is a suddenly. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Hallelujah. Now this breakthrough that I'm about to say now is my main prayer topic. Spiritual breakthrough. For spiritual growth. Now, Paul is another guy who was in the church. He was a Pharisee. Do you understand? One of the main guys, well known. But when he encountered Jesus, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And in verse 14 it says, and the Word became flesh. Amen. So he met the Word of God in the flesh. That Word was speaking to him. Amen. And he said, who art thou? Who art thou? Many Christians do not know the Lord. But 2022, there's going to be a spiritual breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. That light that shone from heaven is going to shine into your life. There's going to be a spiritual breakthrough. You used to read the Bible and become frustrated. Next year, things are going to change. Amen. You will read and understand. Amen. With depth. Amen. Because of you, next year, I'm going to have to go deeper in my preachings. Because if I preach what I normally preach, you'll get bored. Amen. So I'm going to go deeper for you, because now you are going to be deep. Amen. It's a year of breakthrough. The Bible says that, you know, I think it's in the book of Galatians, Paul explains, it says, after that experience, he said, immediately I started preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Immediately.
Amen.
You see, when that fire comes upon you,
amen,
there's no pastor, maybe next year. His feet were itchy.
Amen.
So who can I tell what has happened to me?
Amen.
I have met the King of Kings. I have met the Lord of Lords. I need to tell somebody immediately. Because they knew him as a guy who was against the church. When he came to now preach the gospel, they were running away from him.
Amen.
It took time to understand that, hey, he's been converted.
Amen.
That's how immediate his conversion was. Many people will say, you know, I want you to start. Hey, pastor, Paul said, immediately. We are going to start to see immediately next year in your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Breakthrough in your spiritual life.
Amen.
Breakthrough in your prayer life.
Amen.
Breakthrough in terms of your word reading life. The ministry of the word.
Amen.
We are going to see breakthrough.
Amen.
You are going to surprise many people.
Amen.
I saw the one guy, he said, Maria is a Sunday in the law. People are going to be surprised. You. And in fact, Mukhadi has been coming to me and said, Pastor, these days, Kivan is reading the Bible. He's reading. Hey, Pastor. And I'll keep quiet. And the next week she'll come and say, Pastor, I'm surprised. The man is reading the Bible. And will even explain to, hey, breakthrough.
Amen.
Breakthrough.
Amen.
Breakthrough.
Amen.
Is your portion next year.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. So many of you are going to start to be really spiritual.
Amen.
You are going to become people of the Spirit. There's another young man called Samuel. Him, he even grew up in the church, but he didn't know the Lord.
Amen.
But one day there was a breakthrough. While he was sleeping, he heard the voice of the Lord for the first time.
Amen.
Samuel.
Amen.
That changed his life forever.
Amen.
I'm prophesying here. I mean, you look like I'm just... You want me to tell you what's in your fridge before you believe what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you. I don't know what's in your fridge. But I know the spiritual atmosphere for 2022.
Amen.
At least for our church.
Amen.
It's your breakthrough year.
Amen.
Now I'll close with this. Next year I'll explain more of the breakthrough. Not next year, next week. If we go back to Elijah, are you listening to me?
Amen.
God told him, he told him, go and tell Ahab. Because what had happened is that the children of Israel in those days were starting to worship other gods. I believe the god was called Baal.
Amen.
Do you understand? And God became angry and God closed the heavens. So he told Elijah, prophesy and tell them, it will not rain until you say so. You cannot walk with God unless you have isbind. So Elijah went and said, there shall be no more rain until I say so. And for 3.5 years, not even one drop in Israel. So later God went to him and said, okay, now go tell them. That's why he said, I hear. He was hearing it in the spirit. There is a sound of the abundance of rain.
Amen.
It means there's about to be a breakthrough.
Amen.
There's going to be a season of rain.
Amen.
But even though he knew, even though God told him, The Bible says he went to Carmel and he prayed. I listen to what I'm saying. So the reason why we pronounce the year that is coming is so that you can tune yourself and prepare yourself and do what needs to be done so that you begin to experience what God wants you to experience in the coming year. You can't just be lackadaisical. Okay, they say it's going to be breakthrough. After 6 months, they say, Pastor likes talking nyananje. Nothing has happened. The man went and he heard the voice of God. He had seen that God said to him, tell them it won't rain. He said it didn't rain. He had seen it. But now God said, now it's going to rain. But he knew that, hey, it's a heavy word. I need to make sure that this word comes to pass. It will not happen by itself. So, as you go into the coming year, I want you to have the type of faith and attitude that I am breaking through. It's my breakthrough year. Walk with that faith. Walk with that attitude. When Jesus knew that his time to lay down his life was near, you know, if you were a prophet, Jesus said that prophets are killed in Jerusalem. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And he knew that for the fulfillment of scriptures, he needed to go to Jerusalem. But he also knew that Jerusalem is death. So the man started encouraging himself over time. And he was talking to his disciples and say, very soon, I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to die. He was encouraging himself. They didn't know. That's why Peter said, never, never. You will never die. Then Jesus turned and said, Satan! The Bible says, and his face looked like he was going to Jerusalem. I don't know how the face looks like Jerusalem, but he was so convinced in his heart that this is the route I'm going. No matter what happens, I'm going to the point that it was on his face. Between now and the last day of December, I want you to start working on your face so that your face looks like next year is my breakthrough year. When we look at you, we may say, no, breakthrough is close here. I can see it. You don't have to say it. I can see it on your face. On your face. Breakthrough is close. Are you listening to me, somebody? Let me tell you something that I feel God wants me to tell you. God loves you. He loves you dearly. And it will come to pass in your life. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I don't care how bad it looks. I've told you a story of a man of God called Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. He had a disease. I forgot what it's called. When you try to read the words, it's like they just go upside down. And he was a very, very, very troublesome boy. As I read the Bible, you know, one of the things that I'm starting to notice, one of the reasons why our children misbehave, sometimes we have to really study what is really going on. Do you understand? There is something behind. And sometimes it's not demons. Hey, come out! Nothing will come out because the problem is not a demon. We have to investigate and study. Okay? Maybe one day I'll teach. But there's something I've said in the message I've entitled, the one about the eyes. I forgot what I entitled it. I explained it there. So if you go to that message, you'll find it. So Archbishop had a problem. So obviously every parent wants their child to go to school and do well. But when he goes to school and he tries to read, they try to explain. The thing that people understand easily, him when he looks, is mixed masala. So he started, and he started acting up. Do you understand? When he turned towards the age of 18, he was heavy in drugs. And while he was drugged like that, he heard a voice in his room. And the voice said, light a candle. And he lit a candle. And the voice said, put your hand on the fire and don't move it until I tell you. So he said he was powerless against that voice. Everything the voice told him to do, he said he had no control. He just did. So he put his hand on the flame. And he said he saw his flesh frying. To the point that he started seeing his bones. And he says he doesn't know what happened. He must have passed out or something. Next thing, he woke up in hospital. So he said while he was in hospital, suddenly someone walked in. And when he looked, it was Jesus. And Jesus said to him, I want you and I to make a deal. Because what was happening is that he said he couldn't sleep for many years because he was involved also in all sorts of demonic things. And when he tries to sleep, these things will attack him. So Jesus said to him, I want you and I to make a deal. If you serve me, I deal with the demons. Amen. So Archbishop said, okay. Because he was tired. He needed to sleep. Amen. And he said, I will serve you. And Jesus walked away. So the Lord led him to Bible school. Amen. So now he's born again. Now he's serving the Lord. He's in Bible school. But he still has a problem. When he reads, he can't see. Can you see what I'm... It's a big problem. I'm just trying to explain. No matter how deep you are in problems, there is nothing impossible with God. Next year is your breakthrough year. And so, one of the stories that I love that he always says, he says, at one point at the Bible school, they were teaching him about tongues and interpretation of tongues. So, the following week, now the lecturer was teaching another subject. I forgot what it was. And so it was a heavy subject and he didn't understand what was going on. So the lecturer called him and said, please explain what I've been teaching you. And the man was lost. So he just began, Ipando tadia. Pelu, if you see him, how he talks. Nidude pedusiados. Jateke pradakados. And then the teacher said, what's going on now? And he said to the teacher, last week you were teaching about tongues and interpretation of tongues. Interpret. The answer is in the tongue I spoke. And he sat down. Hey! But when he went to his room, he started crying. Because he knew that actually the problem is I don't understand. And he said to God, God, but I told you that I am a nothing. And he said he heard a voice. And the Lord said, haven't you heard? Haven't you been told that I am a master of taking nothing and making something out of it? I prophesy that is your story this year, this coming year. Our God is a master of taking nothing and making something out of it. This coming year is your breakthrough year. It's your breakthrough year. In Jesus' mighty name. As we are worshiping, I hear the voice of the Spirit. And what I'm hearing, I'm reminded about David. Are you listening to what I'm saying? David was in a family of 8 or 7 children. And he was never noticed. I hear the Spirit saying that this coming year, you will be noticed. Lift up your hands. There's a strong anointing here. You will be noticed. You will be noticed. You will be noticed. In your family, you'll be noticed. In your workplace, you'll be noticed. In this life, you will be noticed. I say you will be noticed. You will be noticed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Rebadakades, le bon de regado diabrodus, la bereboshi and reboshi and arabacodus, radeke parado kadegados. In Jesus' mighty name. Say, Father, thank you that this coming year I'll begin to be noticed. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the powerful Word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. God bless you.